everybody. Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to y'all about finding a home in everything you do. So, the key to this is that the earth is your home, and everywhere you spend your time, it should be like a home. So, like, whether that's your work, your actual house, your car, whatever it may be, you want it to be a place of peace where you can be at your highest level of consciousness and creativity. Everything you do requires some form of creation, and you are always going to be thinking, and you can't think properly if you're overly stressed. And this means you're around toxic people that are putting bad vibrations into the atmosphere around you, and you're like, you can't function properly. Like, you need to be around people who are helping you and building you up. And that's something that I found at the dealership I joined at Tully in Nashua, and I really feel like I found a home. And I said that to my supervisor today. I said, when I walked in here the first day, I was like, I felt like I could work here because this suited me. Like, it was the perfect mesh of like professionalism mixed with like people who seemed like they were having fun. And I needed a place where I could enjoy and have fun while in a professional environment where, like, I wear a suit every day to work with a tie and everything. And I'm like, yes, like, this is what I wanted. And it's a home. And you spend a lot of time at your home, at your job, and you want that place to be a home to you. And the same goes for your car. You spend a lot of time in your car. You should love your car. And this is why, like, in the car community, a lot of people get really attached to their cars, and it's so beautiful. I've had a lot of great cars, and I've slept in many of my cars, and I've loved them to death. Like, these cars are so important to me, and not only me, but like to all of us. Like, we love our cars, and then our actual homes, like the place where we lay our head at night. It's so special to have such a place where you can go home to your family and you can just have a place of love, a place of some worship. That's like, you go to church, some people do, not everyone. There's a lot of religions around, but I'm going to use Christianity for an example. A lot of people think of their church as like another home because it's a place where they feel at peace, a place where they can go to talk to God. For me, I go just into my room, or I talk to God wherever I am. It's like a part of my daily routine. Now, not everyone's like that. Some people need a certain place. They need a certain building that they use for worship, and that's like another home. But regardless, every single one of these places I've named, like work, church, your house, your car, like everything, it needs to be a home. And you always need to find a way to bring peace into your soul. A peaceful soul will be a soul that is healthy and happy. The critical thing here is to audit who you let in your presence and to figure out the people who are at these places, and are they good for you? And then sometimes the place itself isn't good for you. If, like, you want to be in warm weather, you shouldn't really live in a place like north of probably like New Hampshire. Like, living in Canada might not be the best, or Alaska. It's like, you might look for being down south, and if you're in the United States, like in Georgia or Florida, or maybe like Southern California. And it's like, you can go all these different places in the world, and you want to find a place that feels like home. There's so many places to live in, like, on this planet, and not every place is going to feel like home. Some places you're going to feel like a foreigner, and this can be as simple as, like, if you go to a new job, you might feel like a foreigner at first, and if you can't ever click, maybe it's not the place for you, and in some places you'll click right away, and it will be like, yeah, like, this is it, and it will just feel smooth, and the transition will be, like, exactly what you needed. That's like what we look for, and that's why I'm saying you need to find a home in everything you do. Like, everywhere you go, like, You want it to feel like home so you can be the highest version of yourself. And the highest version of yourself, like the version of you that would be living in that state of mind that is heaven on earth, everywhere you go will feel like home. And that's what I really want to get across to you. So with that being said, my name is Nate Sorrentino, and this was the Guided Spirits Podcast.